The National Water and Sewage Corporation speaks out on the continued water shortage in Kampala and the surrounding areas, attributing it to vandalism of power lines near Katosi. Director of Revenue, Finance and Accounts, National Water and Sewage Corporation, Alex Gisagara, says since power lines were vandalized, they cannot pump water, hence disrupting supply. This while appearing before Parliament's Committee on Water, Environment and Natural Resources.
It was not the first incident. It has been on and on for almost 6 months, and is greatly affecting the production at Katosi new treatment plant. Katosi has one dedicated power line from Barara going to Katosi, 33 kV. When they cut the major power line, definitely were the first one to be affected, and they started rationing through other sources of power, as the rebel even providing to put another line on the site, including using power from Rugazi, which is generated from biogas digesters. Because we could pump 8 hours, 10 hours a day, and then balance when power comes back and stabilizes another 10 hours. So in a very week, we have been rationing that geographical area. After exit, we are affecting even the Gaba complex, which supplies the CDP, Southwestern, and some parts of Kampala.